Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who would ever thought this can happen? We heard a hint of it in Houston, Texas, but in the state of Georgia, allegedly the state government called in an employee's who happened to be a pastor's sermon notes, asked them to turn the sermon notes in. They passed them back and forth, and when they saw them, allegedly they fired the pastor for what he preached behind the pulpit. Can you believe it? Well, we have to begin to stand up for our First Amendment rights. Listen to this pastor, Dr. Eric Walsh, and he got fired from his job allegedly in the state of Georgia for what he preached behind the pulpit. Let's take a look.
The state of Georgia is telling Pastor Eric Walsh to hand over copies of his sermon notes, and Pastor Walsh is refusing. He's represented by First Liberty Institute. Pastor Walsh and attorney Jeremy Dice of First Liberty join us now from Atlanta. Now, Dr. Walsh, let's begin with you. This is the second time that the state has demanded your sermon notes. What happened the first time?
First time I was asked to turn over sermons was after I had been hired by the state of Georgia to work in the state health department.
Now, why did the department fire you?
I don't know exactly. I was never given a direct reason. I think maybe Jeremy could give some insight into that.
Okay, so Jeremy, what's the legal issue here?
It's very clear. The first time that the state of Georgia asked for Dr. Walsh's sermons, it was when they had just hired him and they wanted to find out more about that. Well, it's illegal for an employer to consider an employee's religion in making their hiring and firing decisions. They asked for those sermons. They found a couple more of their own. We have the emails in which we find them dividing up those sermons amongst themselves, watching them, and then a few days later they fire Dr. Walsh, we think because of something they found objectionable, I don't know what, in his sermons. And now this is the second time in the middle of litigation they have asked for all of his sermon notes and transcripts dating back to when he first started preaching at the age of 18. It was illegal for them to ask for the sermons. It was illegal for them to fire him because of the sermons. And it is unconstitutional for them to now demand all of his sermon notes and transcripts.
Now, why did you decide to file a religious discrimination lawsuit?
Because no one in this country, including Dr. Walsh, should be fired for something they said in the pulpit. The pulpit is a sacred space. And for the state of Georgia, starting with Governor Deal all the way down to the Department of Public Health, for them to intrude upon that sacred space is a gross violation of the Constitution and of religious liberty in general.
And Dr. Walsh, what would you like the outcome to be of this lawsuit?
You know, I probably have Jeremy describe it better than I can. I just don't want it to happen to anyone else. I mean, I think that's the main thing for me.
I think Dr. Walsh just wants to be left alone, allow him to go ahead and continue to preach as he sees fit, and to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else. The state has no business trying to remove the sermons of good pastors like Dr. Walsh.
Absolutely. Now, did you anticipate that the state might demand those sermons again? And why do you think that they want them now?
You know, I don't know why they want them, but the first time Dr. Walsh gave them sermons, he was fired from his job. He's scared to death to find out what happens if he does it again.
Wow. And you've said that you will not give up your sermons on Dr. Walsh unless you are forced to. What do you think the state might do now?
I honestly don't know.
I hope that they'll just dismiss this case and settle it outright. There's no reason why Governor Deal and the Attorney General's office here in the state of Georgia needs to continue to push this issue any further. It was illegal for them to ask for his sermons. It was illegal for them to fire him because of his sermons. And it is absolutely unconstitutional to now demand that he provide more sermons to them.
And Jeremy, is this something that we're seeing happening across the U.S. now?
You know, not too long ago, this very thing happened in the state of Texas, if you recall, down in the city of Houston. There was just a city and a rogue mayor asking pastors there to provide sermons on a very small topic. Here, this is the entire state of Georgia, the state apparatus demanding that Dr. Walsh provide every sermon he's ever provided, all of the sermon notes he's ever scribbled, and provide all the transcripts of those sermons. And keep in mind, the state of Georgia said, hey, we didn't fire him because of something he said in the sermon. It was something entirely different. Well, then why are you ransacking through this pastor's study trying to look for evidence that would somehow justify their illegal behavior?
Unbelievable. And Dr. Walsh, how would you like people to be praying for you?
Well, I'm asking for them to pray for me to stand strong, to learn what God wants me to learn out of this experience. And I want them to more than just pray for me. I really want them praying for my attorneys and for First Liberty Institute in general, because this work is a lot bigger than I am. And I really want prayers to be going up as we stand for what our country was built on, which is, you know, freedom and freedom of religion in particular in this case.
Absolutely. Dr. Walsh and Jeremy Dice, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
That's just amazing. And what a humble pastor Dr. Walsh is, that he's saying, you know, I just pray for me that I can learn what God's trying to show me. When the entire state comes against you for preaching the gospel, we need to stand in prayer for this pastor and all pastors everywhere, that they wouldn't cower down and stop exercising their First Amendment rights. I want to remind you of the United States Constitution. America exists because God's allowed us, but also that we have the United States Constitution, which actually tells us very specifically there will be a Congress, there will be a Senate, there will be a House of Representatives, there will be an executive branch, there will be a judiciary branch. I mean, everything about our country is spelled out in the Constitution, including the First Amendment. And this is a violation of the First Amendment rights. If they fired him and judged him based on his religious beliefs and his faith on whether he can work for the state or not, it's a violation of the First Amendment rights. As a matter of fact, let's just look at the First Amendment rights and take a look at it. The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, of the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. I mean, just look at that. You cannot make any laws whatsoever concerning the church. The government can make no laws concerning the church. You definitely can't fire somebody for what they're preaching as they're exercising their First Amendment rights. This, we all need to pay attention. This is a threat against our constitutional right for every person, for all freedom throughout our country. And we need to pray for this pastor and realize that, you know, we will win by God's grace and according to the Constitution for Liberty Counsel taking this to the court. The pastor that says yes to the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, I will serve the Lord, I will fulfill my call. Mm-hmm. And he begins to preach, study the Word of God, and he preaches the Word of God, and then he goes to work, and all of a sudden your boss says, I want all your messages and all your notes. There's some pastors don't have any notes at all. They wouldn't have any evidence. But this pastor, I mean, Lord, somebody took, well, I'm not going to bring up anything about my notes. Yeah. But the thing about it is, like, they took his notes. You know, we're actually letting you actually, you know, go to VFN Torch. You want to find out what we think.
This is exactly what we've been talking
about.
They allegedly
fired him because of what he was preaching behind mm-hmm. the pulpit. And we're going to make available to you on the VFN Torch, you know, more about his mm-hmm. ministry and what's going on. But bless his heart. Pray for him. Pray for the pastors. And pray for the courage. And listen, we have a program. We want to make sure it's related to this program. Go to the VFN Torch and find out about it. But, you know, there's probably like 3% of your congregation that is the squeaky wheel. And the other 97%, they support you, but they're silent. Mm-hmm. They're not saying anything. And a lot of times you'll make a decision in your church and not speak on things because those 3% are working your last nerve, making every threat that you could imagine and doing all the kind of crazy stuff. But I just want to encourage you, if you're the 97% that don't say anything to your pastor, and I know statistically they're saying you want to hear what the Lord has to say about all these different issues, go tell him. Say, we stand with you. We support mm-hmm. you. You're not alone in this thing.
You need to encourage him.
Yeah, encourage him. Yes. And we have stats on that. There was a survey done that says specifically your congregation wants to know. We have the top 10 mm-hmm. items, 20
top
items.
Top 10 things that they want yes. to be talked about.
Yes, you'll be really surprised what that is.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.